Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. On this week's show, I have a very, very special treat for you. Our special guest is none other than the country's foremost expert on Facebook marketing, my good friend Amy Porterfield. Folks, there's no denying, Facebook is a huge marketing phenomenon, and many, many smart business owners are using all forms of social media, but especially Facebook and Facebook ads to grow their business. Let me tell you a little bit about Amy. She is the co-author of the really phenomenal book, Facebook Marketing, All in One for Dummies. It's a really, really great book. I would get that immediately. She's been marketing for over 10 years. She spent the last 6 years working alongside the incredible motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. Amy used to manage Tony's content marketing team, as well as she executed major online marketing strategies. I mean, what a tremendous learning opportunity that must have been. And we'll certainly ask Amy about that. She's also the creator of multiple online training programs that teach entrepreneurs and small business owners how to use social media to grow their business. Her current Facebook program is called Facebook Influence, which you can find at www.fbinfluence.com. That's fbinfluence.com. It's a complete roadmap for creating and leveraging Facebook to drive traffic and build your brand. It's a really great program. So, folks, you are in for a really big treat today. All right, so we are ready to go with my very special interview with Amy Porterfield. So let's roll the tape. Amy, welcome to the call, and really thank you so much for being my special guest expert this month.
Well, thanks for having me. It's definitely a privilege.
Awesome. So I want to ask you about social media, but I guess my first question, I just want to ask you to talk a little bit about the experience that must have been like working with somebody as powerful and energetic as Tony Robbins. What was that like, real briefly?
You know, it was life-changing, definitely, and I know that sounds so drastic, but it truly was an experience. You know, for, as you mentioned, over 6 years I worked in content development, so I got to travel the world with Tony, and all his ideas that he thought about to put in products and on stage, they would come to my team, and we would make them basically into different products and different presentations he would do. So we got to work really deep in the content and really figure out what was in his mind. So I learned so much. I pretty much went out on my own because I took everything I learned from working with Tony and built my own business. So it was high energy, a lot of stress, but in a really good way.
Yeah. You know, I can't think of too many other people that have probably changed and impacted as many lives as Tony. I mean, you know, you can think of a few, maybe televangelists or, you know, people like that. But, I mean, he's really, what an amazing teacher and experience that must have been for you.
You know, it's so true. Everywhere I go, if I talk about my past and what I've done in my business, everybody always knows who Tony Robbins is, and they usually have a story such as, I read his first book, I went through his program, he changed my life. I mean, he tells a story that everywhere he goes, if he's out in public, at least one person will say, you changed my life. And he's not really bragging about it. It's just a fact. I've been there with him many times. So it's pretty phenomenal.
That's awesome. So let's talk about social media. I want to ask you kind of in general, maybe some broad brushstrokes. I believe, Amy, there's two camps. There's those that are sitting on the sidelines thinking, you know, social media is a waste of time. I don't want to do it. I've already got too much on my plate. And then there's the other folks who are really engaging and, you know, building lists and creating and developing stronger relationships and actually making money from social media. So what's been your experience? Do I have it kind of right, or do you see it a different way?
Oh, definitely. Spot on. I always say there's a widening gap between those who get it and those who don't. And those who don't really are getting left. Cannot afford not to jump into social media in one way or another. You don't have to do it all for just, you don't have to get overwhelmed and do it all, but you definitely need to have a presence where it really counts. So I'm seeing that more and more. And it concerns me, those businesses that think they don't need it or it's a waste of time or it's a fad, because it's not going away. So I say jump on and learn all you can about how it will impact your business, and I think you'll really start to see results.
Let's talk a little bit about Facebook. I mean, we're not going to go to where it was created and things like that, and I assume most people know what Facebook is. But one of the questions I get asked a lot is, do I really need both a profile page or a fan page or a company page? You know, talk a little bit about that. What's the difference? And, you know, for somebody who's just starting out, what do you recommend?
Great. So just to make sure everyone's on the same page, you have a profile when you first sign up for Facebook. So you get your account and you get your profile. Now they're calling it a timeline. So let's just call it a profile timeline, where your whole life is basically like a living scrapbook on your Facebook page, where it's broken up into different times of your life with pictures and all that good stuff. So now it's a timeline, and it's rolling out where most everybody will soon have the timeline. So that's your profile timeline, and it was truly meant for your friends and family so you can interact with them and stay in touch. And then they created the Facebook business pages, also known as fan pages or just pages in general. And those are built for, or those were created so you can really market your business, highlight what you're working on, promote your programs and services, connect with your clients, your prospects. So if you're looking at it in umbrella terms, I guess, those are the two and what they're meant for. Now, though, things are changing. The profile timeline has now added a subscribe button. And what that means is that people, you know, for a profile, they have to ask to be your friend. So you'll get a request and you can approve it or decline it. Now they actually added a subscribe button where if you add it to your timeline, your friends, family, and then anybody who doesn't know you can actually click on that subscribe button if they're not your friend, and they'll see every public post you put out there. So on your timeline, you can decide, okay, do I want to make this public, or do I want to make it just for my friends that I've actually accepted into my profile? The goal there is to start reaching more people, actually expanding your spheres online, and so it's a really great addition because, in my opinion, you sometimes just want to talk to your friends and family, maybe show pictures of your new baby, you got a new dog, vacation photos, all that good stuff. And then once in a while, you might want to say something to everybody who's interested in what you're all about. And to me, that's where your business comes in. So if we're just talking about your profile, as an example for what I do is once in a while I'll send out some public posts. Actually, I do this more often than not, and I'll talk about what I'm working on, my upcoming webinars, my projects, give quick tips or valuable insight. I do that now on my profile because if you're anything like me, you probably have a lot of friends that are quote-unquote friends that really are prospects and customers mixed in with family and friends and acquaintances. So you have a really big pool of people that might want to do business with you. So you don't want to miss out on the opportunity on your profile timeline. So now with that subscribe button, it becomes more a little bit about your business and not just about your personal life. And one more thing on that, the profile timeline now has a big cover photo right at the top. And if you Google timeline cover photo, you'll see a lot of different examples and how creative people have gotten with that. But my suggestion is to actually brand that image. It's just a JPEG that you can upload, but if you brand it, you can actually talk a little bit about your personal life, a little bit about your business life. You can actually put together a picture that shows all about you and not just shows maybe you at the park with your family. So it's a great way to brand your business as well as talk to your friends and family. Now, going to your business page, I do believe that you need both. You need both a profile timeline and a business page because here's a few things. With your business page, there's more flexibility. You can create what's called custom tabs where you can actually, they're like mini websites inside your Facebook page so you can showcase your products, your services, upcoming events, and you can have a welcome tab where someone lands on your Facebook page for the first time. I know, Jim, you have a fantastic welcome tab. People land there and you tell them who you are and what you're about. And you can really go pro with this. Look really professional. Make it look fantastic. Brand it to your business so people have a great first impression of you. So that's what you can do on your Facebook page. You can't do that on a profile. In addition to that, you can't use Facebook advertising Facebook advertising is not as flexible for your profile timeline as it is for your page. So you'll get a much bigger bang for your buck if you advertise on Facebook and drive traffic to your Facebook page than you would ever get any time of advertising you would do on your timeline. So those are two pieces that are really important, advertising and custom tabs that you can't do on your profile like you can do on your page. So I think both are very important. Oh, and one more thing, I could go on and on, but one more thing. Your Facebook page is indexed by Google, meaning if you're using your keyword phrases inside your Facebook page, primarily on your info tab, that is indexed by Google and you will be found in the search. So something, again, that's not on your profile but only on your page. So it's important to have both.
Are both your timeline and business page indexed by Google?
I was told, now there's a big discrepancy on this, but I was told by some people I really do trust that right now it's just your page and not your profile. Have you heard differently?
No, I knew that Google is doing that, but I didn't know if they were choosing which one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just your page right now.
Okay, let me ask you this: as far as the profile timeline page, that still has technically like a 5,000 friend limit. Is that right, or are they doing away with that, or?
That's correct. You can only have 5,000 friends on your timeline, and that's why the subscribe button is so powerful, because I've almost reached my limit, so now even more people can follow me on my profile if they choose to.
Okay, so they can follow you, but I only created my profile page for my business anyway, but for someone who has a profile timeline page and they use it for family let me ask this. If someone's just starting out, do you suggest they do create both, or do you suggest just going with the business page?
You know, if I were to do it all over again, what I would do, and I love this question because it's really important for people just starting out, I would have both for sure. But for my profile timeline, I would only accept friends that are truly friends. I have a good friend that says, I know they're a friend on Facebook if they can name the names of my two children. So people that are close to you, they're really invested in how your life's going and they want to follow you. So with that, I would only friend my friends and family. And then I would add in the subscribe button. So if people do want to know more about me from my timeline, they can do so, but I can choose which information that goes public versus which information I keep private. I feel that now, and I know, Jim, you're in the same place, we have so many quote-unquote friends that we really have lost the ability, unless we create a bunch of different lists, the ability to keep it pretty private if we want to just talk to our friends and family. So
okay.
I would do that with my profile, and then, yes, I would still create a Facebook page and focus primarily only on my business there. So you just have a lot more flexibility. People aren't expecting you to talk about your friends and your kids and your vacations on your page. You can, but it's not necessarily as expected.
Right. Do you think, Amy, that people that go, like prospective clients or whatever, people that are more business-related, when they go to your page, do they look at the number of friends you have or – in Twitter, for example, they look at that number. Is that like a kind of a scorecard, so to speak? I've had people tell me that, but I don't know if you have any kind of a hard data that, yeah, it's good that, you know, for instance, I've been at 5,000 for a long time, so we're just adding people to the fan page. And I mean, is there any kind of hard data that people really use that as a scorecard?
You know, I've read a lot of statistics that social proof, which is basically when people are interacting with you and their friends see it and it gives you basically kind of a badge of credibility, social proof is alive and well on every social site right now. So, yes, numbers do matter. Unfortunately, I wish they didn't, because I do believe a page full of 1,000 lukewarm fans is not as valuable as a page full of 100 super fans that truly want to buy from you and are interested in what you're putting out there. But numbers do matter. So as you are promoting your Facebook page, your Twitter page, YouTube, you really need to, the biggest tip I could give is get very clear on who your ideal audience is and gear all your messaging toward people that truly will respond to what you have to offer. You don't want to just run up your numbers just to look good, because especially with Facebook, what will happen is you won't have engagement on your Facebook page. And when you don't have engagement, meaning you might have attracted thousands of fans, but they're not genuinely interested in what you have to say, they won't engage with you, Facebook looks at your page and they give you an edge rank score. An edge rank score is basically a score saying how active your page is, how much your fans engage with you, and essentially how important or popular your page is. If your score is low, they won't put you out into the news feeds of all your fans. And 90% of people will see posts from your page in their news feed. If they've liked your page, they're not going to come back to your page. Or if they come to your page for the first time and don't click like, they're likely not to come back anytime soon. So it's important to get the like from your ideal audience, because you want to get out into the news feeds of all those fans. But yes, numbers do matter, but just be very careful how you grow your fan base.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Amy's going to talk about the activity on your profile page versus your fan page. Plus, I'm going to share a big tip on how to get professional photographs of yourself for very low cost, a very cool little tip. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to our very special interview with the great Amy Porterfield.
But yes, numbers do matter, but just be very careful how you grow your fan base.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm all, like you said, I would rather have 10 good paying customers than 100 just prospects. But having said that, I was sitting at an event once and somebody says, oh, you know, what's your newsletter? Or no, not what's your newsletter. What's your Facebook handle and what are you on Twitter? And I told them, and she like pulls up her iPad and she connected with me on Twitter, and she looks and she kind of elbows me and she goes, you got over 30,000 Twitter followers. Wow. I mean, geez, wow. You know, but I don't know what, you know what I mean? So I get that, but you know, I don't, if it's a strategic thing or if it's an ego thing, but you know, I happen to believe people do use that as somewhat of a scorecard. You know, the other thing I like to ask you this question, you know, when I interact with people, you know, on both my my profile timeline page and my fan page, I try and post different things, you know, kind of similar, but I don't want to just post the same thing on both pages. But the amount of people that interact with me, which either like or post a comment, and I'll kind of go back and forth, it's like, I don't know if it's 10 to 1, but it's a large number of much more interaction on the profile page compared to the business or the fan page. I wonder why that is.
You know, there's a lot of conversation about that right now. Right now, the trend tends to be that your profile posts are getting more exposure than your page post. Now, I wouldn't think that that's going to stay the same for a long time. You know, Facebook changes daily. And so we really do believe that there's going to be some changes there where your page will start getting just as much interaction as it was before. But for some reason, and no one really knows why, your profile tends to get more engagement, gets out into the newsfeed more, people respond more. That's why before I used to teach, I would say I spent maybe 10% of the time on my profile and 90% of the time on my page. But when that started to happen, I started to tell my clients, you know, we're seeing a trend that there's a lot more activity on your profile. Make sure you're spending equal time on both. I would not abandon your page in any way. I do think that's still extremely important. But for some reason, the profile tends to get more engagement right now.
You know, I'm redesigning every time I come out with a new book or something. I got to redesign all my backgrounds and images. And so my graphic designer asked me if she said to me just this morning, you know, the new timeline is that she felt it was soon to be mandatory or everybody's going to have to use it right now. I guess you can choose. But I said, well, if it's going to be mandatory anytime soon, let's just go there now, even though I don't know, maybe I'm just a little averse to change every 3 months or something. But is the new timeline, is it a good thing for businesses, in your opinion?
I think it is. You know, there's a lot of rumbling. Some people think it's confusing. They don't like the new layout. And it definitely will be mandatory. Supposedly, it was supposed to be mandatory a few weeks ago. But if it's not for you yet, it will probably be. So I suggest to my clients, just go ahead and roll over and get comfortable, roll over to the timeline and get comfortable with it. But yes, I think it's a smart decision for businesses. There's a few different things on the timeline. Now, because there's two columns, so instead of just one column, you have two columns with timeline information, you can choose certain posts to be featured posts. There's a little star in the right corner of every single one of your posts, and it will expand across your timeline. So it's a great way to feature if you're doing a webinar or a teleconference or you're promoting something on your timeline. That's a great way to give a shout-out to it. So I really like that feature. And in addition to that, I think with the timeline, you are able to, you know, images are bigger, so they look a lot better. And images are the number one thing people look at on Facebook. So when you're thinking about posting now, really put some consideration into your picture. And then it comes really all back to the cover photo and the subscribe button, two features that allow you to showcase your business on your profile where we couldn't do that before. So I think it's a welcome change.
Okay. I guess I sort of asked this, but, you know, I understand with, you know, a lot of people that say, oh, I reached my friend limit, 5,000 or whatever, and they try to direct people over to their fan page. And to be honest, I did the same thing about a year and a half ago when I hit it. But I found that, like we were just mentioning, the connectivity was so much less. I went back and said, okay, I didn't even announce it, but I just started doing both. You know, I think a year and a half ago, the intention was, okay, just shift everything over, but that didn't work. So in a way, it's like doing two things. But so does the fan count really matter a lot too?
It does. So with your fans, obviously when you grow a robust fan base, and these are truly fans that are interested in what you're about, you definitely want to have as many fans as you can if they're your ideal customer. So with that, because here's some statistics show that as you grow your fan base, when you hit over 500 fans, you are able to drive so much more traffic to your website than if you had less than 500 fans. That was a study that HubSpot did. And so the more fans you have, the more opportunity to drive traffic to your Facebook page. It just makes sense. It's, you know, numbers matter. But in addition to that, when you start to get more fans, they start to grow organically faster. So what happens is if you just have a few hundred fans, nothing really happens. But you get to 500, 1,000, because social proof is so important, more people are likely to click the like button if you have a good number of fans. So that organic growth happens quicker as your fans get as you add more and more fans. So fan count definitely does matter in that respect.
Okay. All right, so here's the big question, so it matters. How can a business get more fans? How does that happen?
You know, great question. I get asked two questions all the time, and that is the number one question. The other one is, how do you get more engagement? And I'm sure we'll get to that. But the first question I always get asked is, how do I get more fans? So there's a few things. You know, one is, I mentioned this before, and this isn't the fun part of it, but it's something that truly needs to get done. You really need to spend a little bit of time being very clear, you know, spelling out who is your ideal audience, who are you going after, and answer the questions, where else are they spending time on Facebook, where do they spend time online, what are their wounds, their challenges, their needs. Get very clear there so you can make sure you are delivering content that they're truly going to be interested in. So that's the first thing I want to make sure people spend some time on. The second thing is there's some what I call the low-hanging fruit of getting fans. And one of them is WiseStamp. So I'll spell it for you. It's WiseStamp, like a postage stamp, WiseStamp.com. And this is a site that works best with Gmail. But what you can do for free is you can set it up and pull in your latest Facebook post into your email signature. So if you email a lot, every time you're emailing somebody, your latest Facebook post can be pulled into those emails. If someone likes what you have to say, they can click on that Facebook post, go to your Facebook page, and become a fan. So you know, we're always emailing every single day, so it's a great way to drive traffic to your Facebook page. In addition to that, every website should be equipped with at least one button that lets people know they're on Facebook. Now, I actually like two different options here. I put the Facebook icon, as well as Twitter and Google Plus and YouTube, I put those icons on my website. But in addition to that, I always add a like box. Now, a like box is basically a box that you can show the pictures of all the people that have liked your page, and people come to your face. I always get that mixed up. People come to your website, and they see this like box, and they can click like, and they never leave your website, but they become an instant fan of your Facebook page. So that means all your posts will start getting out into the news feeds of all the people that click that like button. So it's a really easy way. If you're going to get traffic to your website, why not as well grow your fan base? Now, well, if they
can I interrupt you for a quick
yeah.
second? I just want to be sure I understand, because if I don't understand it, then that's I just want to make sure. So with this WiseStamp.com, you're saying it gives you the opportunity, something on your website or your blog post, if they click that they like it, they're actually automatically becoming a fan of your business page?
So I'm confused things
that?
A little, so I'm really glad you asked that, Jim. So
okay.
There's two different things. With WiseStamp, you go to their website and you plug in some information so that every time you email somebody in your email signature, there's a post, your last Facebook post will be pulled
okay.
in there. So people can click on that and go to your Facebook page. So that's one thing. So that's all about email marketing and getting exposure through all the emails you send through your email signature. The other one is the like box that you actually get a code and you put that into your WordPress site or your website. And that way, there's a box that shows up on your website where it actually says click like, and people can click that box and become a fan of your Facebook page without ever leaving your website. So does that make sense?
It does, yep.
Okay, good. And so what you can do, if you have a WordPress site, the easiest way to get the like box is to Google WordPress plugin for the like box, something along
okay.
those words. It's way easier than doing it the other way. If you don't have a WordPress site, the other way is to go to facebook.com/plugins, P-L-U-G-I-N-S, facebook.com/plugins. And you can go there. And one of the options will be the like box. You could put in a little bit of information, and it will give you code. And you can take that code and go back to your WordPress site or your website or whatever. But the easiest way is to get a WordPress plugin. There's a multiple ones for the like box. But I really think that like box is a great way. I did a test actually recently where I redid my website, and I kept the like box off of my website for 3 months, or maybe 2.5 months. And then I put it back on, and I compared, and believe me, that like box on your website can really drive traffic to your Facebook page. It was something like I got 30% more likes when I added it back on over the next 2 months. So it really does make a difference.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. I really like
yeah.
that. I'm going to get my guy to go do that for myself. And as soon as
for sure.
So, you know, Facebook pages, how powerful or how important is branding? I'm quite frankly amazed when I see some people that I know are business owners and they just have a picture, whether it's them, you know, standing on a dock or them standing in the mountain or maybe it's them standing
yeah.
with their wife. It doesn't matter, but it's like it doesn't say anything about, you know, what their business is, yet it's pretty clear it's a site made for their business. So I've always
I am blown away
branding,
by that.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm a huge fan of branding your Facebook page, and to be very specific, what that means is I'm talking about your Facebook business page, not your profile now, but on your Facebook business page, there's two areas that I think are extremely important to brand. The first one is that picture in the left column. That's called your wall image. And you can actually expand that. You make a JPEG. So I always have just a designer do this for me. It's usually pretty inexpensive because it's not a lot to do. But it's you can actually do that image in 180 by 540 pixels. So that's 180 by 540 pixels. And you, if you went to my Facebook page, and I don't know if you have this, Jim, too, but if you went to facebook.com/AmyPorterfield, you'll see in the left column, I've used all that real estate for that image. I think it's important to brand yourself. And really, I always say look pro. Make sure you really look professional on your Facebook page. And in that wall image, make sure it's very clear who you are and what you're about. So, for instance, on mine, I have a picture of myself, and then I have my title, Social Media Strategist. And then, because I'm an author, I also have my book jacket and the title of my book. So it's very clear. I focus on Facebook marketing. I'm a social media strategist. And if you are your own brand, your picture really does matter. It makes it more personable. So that's your wall image, again, in the left column. And then the other area to brand yourself is with the custom welcome tab. Now, you can Google that, just the words Facebook custom welcome tab, and get a lot of different tools you can use, people that will do it for you, and ideas of other people that have done it. But a custom welcome tab, this is what Jim has, which I really think yours is one of the best ones I've seen, where it's your opportunity to welcome people to your page, and the most important thing is to tell them to click the like button. So if you brand this, you make it look really good, you tell people who you are and what you're about on your welcome tab as well, but you also say click the like button above. Now, why that's so important, as I mentioned earlier, if people don't click the like button above, you won't get your post out into their newsfeed. And because most people see posts in their newsfeed versus going to specific Facebook pages, it's important you get out there. So you never want to spend the effort and time getting people to come to your Facebook page and then they don't click like. So you create this custom welcome tab, and you can set it as your default so anyone who's not a fan can come to your Facebook page and land on this custom welcome tab first, and you tell them to click the like button. They click the like button, and they can go onto your wall and become part of your community. Those are two areas that are so very important to brand.
Yep. You know, the other thing you said, Amy, which I want to highlight, is it's so important to look professional. I see way too many entrepreneurs looking kind of homemade, and that's not the best way to attract any customer, let alone a customer who wants to pay you top dollar. I'm going to drop in a little pull back the curtain tip for everybody. You know, I always get new photographs for each new book and for different things, and you know, some people are used to spending like $500 or $1,000 to go for a professional sitting. Every one of the pictures I use on my books and on my websites and all this and that, I go to the picture people. They're in like malls all across America. And, you know, usually see a lot of people, moms getting their babies. But you can get like a full sitting with all the different shots, like the power poses with your fingers pointing like you're holding something. And if you go, like, if you make an appointment for the middle of the day, usually the babies are sleeping, so they're kind of quiet. So you can go, that's my trick. So I go there, and they'll take as many pictures as you want for like an hour, and then you can get them all on a CD for about $99. I've never paid more than $100 for every picture you've ever seen of me, and you know they look pretty darn good. So there's a tip there about how to look professional on a budget.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend Amy Porterfield. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All good things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving your business forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.